Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Look out. The Eagle has landed. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Aaron Rodgers going to be introduced to the media tomorrow and the fans. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, taking time out from his busy podcast guesting schedule to attend. I'm just kidding. The question really now, Perloff, we can put everything in the back, right? How this all went down, whether or not the Pittsburgh Steelers, look good, look bad in this whole thing, how desperate they got for a quarterback. Rodgers is there now. Are they a playoff team with him?
I think so. So you can win a lot of money if you put them in the playoffs because the odds are not good.
No.
So it's 8.5 win team total. After Aaron Rodgers, it was 8.5 wins. So
Did not move.
Vegas does not buy into this. Listen, he's old. He looked bad physically last year. I don't think he looked bad as a quarterback all the time. He definitely was disappointing because the bar was high. I think he's going to be a different quarterback this year. I think he's going to be much, much more healthy. I think we're going to see the good numbers in the last month of the season will continue. He's famously careful with the ball, which Mike Tomlin likes. I think there's a formula where the Steelers get to the playoffs because Rodgers is not going to give the ball up and is going to let the defense win, assuming that the defense stays relatively healthy. I think this formula can result in 10, 11 wins and get you to the postseason.
I think it's going to go the same way it's gone with aging quarterbacks with the Steelers in the past, whether it was Ben Roethlisberger at the end, whether it was Russell Wilson last year. You get off to a good start, you can look like you'd be an actual contender, just like they were, 10-3 before they went on their 5-game losing streak last year?
Shocked.
It was
that.
Shocking.
Yeah.
But then they actually got into a hard part of the schedule, hard competition, weather gets worse. They were one of the teams that had to play 3 games in 11 days. The wheels came off, guys got hurt. And I think it's going to probably go a similar way. Now, they did make the playoffs again last year. I do think that comes to an end this year. And there's only so much more that I can give here to Rodgers in terms of belief. You know, he's a 4-time MVP. He's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. I thought they were going to be a thing with the Jets. It did not happen. And I know that he's now, 20 or so more, 20 months maybe removed from the Achilles. And this is a conservative offense. I'm just sorry. Now he's got to prove it to me. I can't do the blind faith in Rodgers anymore because the nostalgia, while awesome for movies and TV shows and fashion and all that stuff, is unfortunately can be terrible sometimes for sports. And on top of it, the nostalgia for Rodgers never even happened anywhere close to Pittsburgh. The only history these two teams have as far as Rodgers and the Steelers is that him beating them in the Super Bowl. So
let me ask you a question, though. Do you think he's going to be better or worse than he was last year as a quarterback? Not overall. Like, will he be a better guy week one than he was last year?
I mean, I guess you'd have to say yes because the Achilles. But I saw a guy at the end of the season who I don't think wanted to get hit. A guy who, and I get it, by the way, this is not necessarily a criticism, but didn't want to get hit, was not looking downfield. Why do you think Garrett Wilson was almost on the verge of asking for a trade, right? I think that you saw a guy who, just didn't look like himself, even if the counting stats and all of that ended up being in line at the end of the season with the Jets last year. And I know I'm the first one to always say, you got to blame the Jets. Blame the Jets because their dysfunction and they're running trade ideas past the kids of Woody Johnson and Madden ratings and all the embarrassing stuff that happens. You're not going to get that with Pittsburgh necessarily, but I don't think that Rodgers is going to be such a ceiling raiser anymore. And I get that defense is really good. They did get run all over by the Ravens. I can't believe that Rodgers is going to be the difference maker now when he turns 42 in December.
Well, I think that it's easy. The Jets thing is funny. You never see the guy killing it after the Jets. Like, we never saw Geno. Favre, no one had an idea. That was shocking.
Right.
That was absolutely shocking. Geno Smith. Anyone who said after Geno Smith left New York that that guy was going to be a Pro Bowl level quarterback, you would have thought he was crazy.
Well, it took a decade.
Yeah, Sam Darnold.
He had been a backup for a long time.
Nobody saw Sam Darnold throwing 35 touchdowns in a season winning 14 games. So even mediocre quarterbacks take a huge step up after leaving the Jets. Why would Rodgers take a step up? Now, Rodgers' stats were really good last year, so that's going to be hard to improve on. I just think he's going to have more of a solid base. I think last year he did not trust his leg at all. So if he stays healthy, I think he's going to put up pretty decent counting numbers, not 40 touchdowns like he used to. And then you let Mike Tomlin do the rest. I think Tomlin's a really good coach. And if you get mediocre play or medium play from Rodgers or Mason Rudolph, I think you can win 10 or 11 games. Now, listen, I'm not talking Super Bowl. And even you describe old Big Ben, he went 12-4 in the second to last season. Like, you could win a lot of football games that way. And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about getting the Super Bowl. I think he's going to be a playoff team. He's going to be on a playoff team. And also, too, there is some talent on that team. You can't ignore. Okay. There are some dudes on that team for sure.
And on the defense, no doubt. And then they make the big trade for Metcalf and they've paid him. And that's a little out of the ordinary for the Steelers. So I'll grant you that. But I don't even know are we 100% sure that Metcalf and Rodgers is even going to be this amazing duo when they're not going to have a lot of time. It's not like, you know, it kind of feels like this is just a season, right? He's going to be 42. You can't commit beyond that.
Well, Arthur Smith will not let DK Metcalf touch the ball. Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, famously never uses his number one wide receiver. So they're going to try and spread it around, run the ball a lot. It's not all going to be on that Rodgers-Metcalf situation. There's going to be a lot of Pat Freiermuth and running game, and they definitely will be a different kind of offense.
We're asking you today, do you think that the Steelers are a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers now in the mix? He's going to do his press conference tomorrow, 888-710-4ISN. Can we also just talk about, the Steelers have gone to the playoffs with lesser quarterbacks than Aaron Rodgers as far as pedigree is concerned. However, I'm now moving the goalposts. Just getting to the playoffs is also not going to be enough. Like you just said it, Mike Tomlin's a great coach. He's gotten worse quarterbacks to the playoffs, and they have not won a playoff game in 8 seasons. So that's the thing where it's one thing to just say, are they a playoff team with Rodgers? Okay, yeah. And then if they get there, can they actually win a playoff game? Like, and what I'm saying here is there's multiple ways that this thing comes out looking like a disappointment, even with lowered expectations.
Well, I think to me, the expectations are so low because what's the other option? Be Mason Rudolph. The basic problem, and you can't ignore this, is Ben Roethlisberger got old and retired. How do you replace a franchise quarterback? You have to draft one high. And you can't, if you have Mike Tomlin as your coach, you're not getting into the top 10 of the draft. I mean, how have the Patriots have not been able to replace Tom Brady? The Chargers were able to replace. Yeah, until now. It takes a little time. So it's going to take time for the Steelers. But the Steelers will not have a bad season. So that's the problem. Like, how do you solve this? I know that you often bring up, the Eagles found Jalen Hurts in the second round. That's a huge anomaly. It's hard to get your quarterback. You have to reach on a Kenny Pickett. Or what are they supposed to do? How do you get this quarterback?
Well,
besides be bad, give me another route.
Well, I know that you think only franchise quarterbacks come in the top 5 picks, but I don't think that's necessarily true. And nobody put a gun to their head and said you have to trade a second round pick for DK Metcalf and give him this money. Now, I'm not saying I don't like the aggressiveness, but I'm just saying there are other ways where you try to package picks, you try to get up for quarterbacks you have a conviction in, and. You know, what are you going to do now? So you're going to use that as an excuse for Steeler fans to constantly be in this, you know, purgatory, if you will, because you're going to go from Russell Wilson to Aaron Rodgers to who's next? You're going to probably Matthew Stafford finally out of L.A. next year?
Yeah.
Or what's your next? Like, you're just going to keep rolling the dice with these guys?
Kind of like the Colts. Well, what? Okay, what's your plan, though?
I told you what I thought they should have done from Jump Street.
What's that?
I thought they should have rolled with Fields for now.
Oh, I mean, what difference does that make? Where is that going?
Well, I'm just saying you got a younger guy who, is it possible that there that this was a first-round talent that just needed a little bit of time? I mean, he was 4-2 when they benched him for Russell Wilson. And he never got the job back, but...
I mean, is that... Do you need to say more? He lost his job to Russell Wilson.
Well, to be fair, Russ went on a bit of a run, and then everything sort of fell apart.
I just think that that's another sort of Band-Aid solution to Justin Fields. I and again, we can argue this till the cows come home, but you need to be bad. You have a much better shot at getting a franchise quarterback in the top 10 in the draft. And they need to stink, Maggie. Well, that's the only way to do this.
Maybe, you know, I'm not rooting for any of that, but it wasn't just coming off the Achilles last year, by the way. Rodgers also had a bunch of other, you know, he was banged up in a couple other ways where he played through some other injuries that they didn't make a big deal about.
You know, to be consistent, you did say, hey, you know, I don't know if you signed T.J. Watt to a long-term deal. If you could trade him now, that's the big rebuild move. Will they pay T.J. Watt? They made him an offer reportedly. I bet you they tried to lowball him. So... that, you know, at a certain point, you can get rid of your old guys and start over. Are they willing to do that?
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. John's in Western New York, but a huge Steeler fan. John, are the Steelers a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, they will be, but everybody keeps focusing on the quarterback. Here's the situation, and you hit on part of it. Last year in a playoff game, they got run over for 299 yards. Against the Ravens. What they did was they bypassed the whole quarterback routine, and what did they do? They picked up defensive linemen in the first, and I believe they picked up that black gentleman from Iowa, that 336-pound guy, later on. So they concentrated on what was really weak, because I don't care who you would have brought in as quarterback. If your defense is a sieve, it's not going to work.
Yeah, just to be clear, just to be fair, Yaya Black from Iowa is who you're talking about here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's I forgot his first name. But yeah. But anyways, that's
the Eagles got the Eagles got the white guy from Iowa.
I was gonna say. Yeah. Well, exciting whites well, are the other team in Pennsylvania.
What if I would have said white from Green Bay when he was playing? So who you know?
Yes, so, Reggie. So anyways,
let me finish my train of thought. The other thing is. Are the two tackles, which now are one's coming off an injury that he got in his rookie year, and the other one is they're switching the kid from Georgia from right tackle back to left tackle. That's an important cog, too.
Yeah.
And the third thing is, after that, is this the running back that they drafted from Iowa?
Yeah.
Is he going to be as effective as Harris, or better effective than Harris? These are all things that are going to accumulate on whether how successful Rodgers will be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, in fairness to the whole thing, can Rodgers carry him to a Super Bowl? Absolutely not. But if the other parts fall in place, they at least have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
And last year, you know, you can say what you want about everything, but playing the two Super Bowl teams and one of the big AFC playoff contenders in three games in 11 days, That just knocked the snot out of them.
Yeah, no, John, the schedule was brutal. It really was. Thank you for the call.
Serendipitous.
But the other teams who played that schedule, all playoff teams, all got further than Pittsburgh. So they're tied, as far as Super Bowl odds are concerned, I looked this up last night, 12th. They're tied with the Houston Texans.
The Steelers are?
That's what I saw yesterday.
Oh, that's a move up, because they were 16th when we did this last week. They have names on defense. It's pretty crazy. Look at these names. T.J. Watt, obviously. Cam Hayward, everyone knows him. Patrick Queen is a bit of a star. You have Minka Fitzpatrick still there. Joey Porter Jr. is a star. They got Big Game Slay in there. I actually didn't even know that. They have a lot of veterans. So they're not built like a rebuild team. They're built like an old go-for-it-now team. That call made me a little optimistic. Hey, maybe we got something here. But they're definitely kind of all in defensively.
Yeah, but then don't you worry about how they end the season? Like, you're relying on veterans that much. T.J. Watt disappeared at the end of the year because he got hurt. Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys end up getting hurt. So, like, I love veteran, you know, laden teams, and I think it's important. But, again, you do have a really strong personality with your coach who can set the tone for the team. I think you needed to get a lot younger on defense. And by the way, it's not like Fitzpatrick, Joey Porter. These guys are young. But Cam Hayward?
Yeah, but they as the caller said, they drafted Derek Harmon, Jack Sawyer, Yaya Black. Like they ignored Shedeur Sanders and said, we are going to fix the middle of this defense. And they went all in, which I kind of respect. They basically were so embarrassed by that Ravens game, they said never again.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. EJ, want to throw that poll up? Are the Steelers a playoff team? What do you think?
I bet you that's close to 50-50.
I think it's going to be close to.
Yeah, that's it's a great question, but I think you kind of said it, is that even if they are, like, what are we doing here?
I think that's what Steeler fans would say. Like, is this the bar? We're just making the playoffs now? And then going on the road and being a 7-point underdog and getting beat. 888-710-4ISN. But John, John makes some good points about, you know, rookies, the offensive line.
Can I say one random thing?
Yeah.
Did you guys follow Dove Kleiman on social media?
Yes, he's like an aggregator.
He's like the main NFL aggregator. For some reason, whoever runs that account now has decided that Will Howard is the next superstar in the NFL. And all I get, Will Howard, who they took in the sixth round, of course, national champion out of Ohio State, is these pictures of Will Howard looking all big in camp. Is there any chance that they found the next Big Ben in Will Howard? Because he's massive, dude. I forgot. But it's kind of funny that he kind of came and went in the sixth round. I just think that's an interesting thing. Anybody, any Will Howardites there? I know. I see we have an intern there. Does he have any thoughts on Will Howard's NFL Howard, future?
Yeah.
He got a shrug.
Yeah. Shrug.
Okay. Intern's not ready for that. At 7:15 a.m.
Shit is a show. Should we adopt Will Howard?
I don't know. I feel like you were kind of crushing Will Howard last year because his mom had to show up at the Ohio State campus to console him after that Oregon loss.
Yeah. Are you going to end up going to his, you know, flat or something to go console him after he throws two interceptions?
Flat. What are we living in London? International Manny. Are we adopting Will Howard as a show? No, we should adopt Shedeur Sanders as a show if we're going to adopt any late round rookie quarterback.
Wait. No. We're never adopting a Cleveland Browns quarterback because Shedeur on his next team I'll adopt.
I'm not
getting into that circus right now. Forget it.
Let's not forget Shiloh.
That's the problem. I'm not taking Shiloh with Shedeur.
No, Shiloh's in Tampa.
What about Deion Jr.?
Deion Jr., I will take. He's amazing.
He could help this show. Imagine him and Cap working together. That'd be like the dream team. That'd be like Wade and LeBron.
Deion Jr., he might be the biggest star out of this group. I mean, the footage he gets during the draft night, amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to hug him.
He really is the hero of this whole thing. He's better at what he does than anyone else is what they do outside Deion's playing career.
I think we should adopt Tyler Shuck. Because Tyler Shuck,
he might play.
Because Tyler Shuck's like, it's like when people don't want to adopt older dogs and like they need to be adopted. People out there adopt older dogs. Like that's actually a real PSA. Like, well, no, everyone is like, oh, Tyler Shuck, he's so old, like he can't be good. Like, we should adopt Tyler Shuck.
You just compared a 27-year-old rookie quarterback to a 10-year-old dog.
Talk about adopting.
So I kind of want
the dogs married, like Shuck.
I tell
you, couple kids on the way.
If it was an adoption agency for quarterbacks, I would argue for Dylan Gabriel. He's so cute. Like if you see him, you're telling me you're not going to be into this little lefty guy from Hawaii. And also everyone's killing him because everyone loves Shedeur.
Tua Tagovailoa.
What's that?
I know, but
you
Tua.
Just described Tua.
He was a thoroughbred though. He was, you know, he's a first round pick. They were tanking for him. He's a show dog.
Well, Gabriel and I think he had the same quarterback coach growing up. Like they definitely went the same trajectory. Dylan Gabriel gets all this hate because people want to see Shedeur. It's not his fault he got drafted in the third round. They took Shedeur.
No,
I think we need to adopt Dylan Gabriel. I'll make that argument.
And let's not forget Shiloh.
Can you compare quarterbacks to dogs at the shelter? We just did.
I think we just,
happened.
EJ made Tyler Shuck sound like a three-legged dog in New Orleans. And that's your start.
Have you heard Saints fans talk about him? That's kind of how they talk about him.
He's in line for the best potential story of the year, but I think the Saints are definitely going to be tanking for Arch.
Tyler Shuck.
Praying he comes out of Texas.
He's deep in line for potential best story.
What about Riley Leonard?
Yeah, what about Riley Leonard? Let's talk about Riley Leonard.
Well, isn't he with your Eagles?
I have no idea. I thought he was with the Colts. Is he an Eagle?
Oh, no, you're right. He's a Colt.
He's a Colt.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Eagles took Kyle McCord.
That's who it was.
And
from
remember,
Syracuse.
Remember, that's when somebody got upset. It was Quincy. You got upset about them saying they took him because he has a high recruiting rating.
Yeah, out of high school.
No, Riley Leonard with the Indianapolis Colts. You guys saw the injury to Anthony Richardson. Yeah. And Daniel Jones is a walking hamstring injury. Knock on wood for him. I hope it doesn't happen. But
Riley Leonard's going to win a game for them this year.
I think so, too. Yeah. He could end up being the story. We're going to do our Spoiler alerts.
So wait, now we're on to Riley Leonard is the team.
We're talking about who we're adopting later.
Yeah, no, but I think we need to get a consensus. One rookie backup we have to pick. And Shadour is too obvious.
I know, but he's an underdog now.
But I feel like he's gotten so high profile in Browns camp that he's no longer a traditional underdog.
We do have a Shadour update for you, by the way. This is funny. I want to see how this goes over with the group. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, are the Steelers a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers? Yes, no?
No.
Maggie and Pearl Off Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. We're trying to figure out which young quarterback, backup quarterback, rookie backup quarterback we should adopt as a show. And just all, I think we should all join forces. Instead of, oftentimes we pick our own guys, we should find a guy. I mean, Jalen Milroe feels like a great guy, awesome person. But you mentioned Riley Leonard could be our guy. Will Howard could be our guy. So we have some important choices here. Will Howard be fun because Rodgers is... Come on, he's 41 and he's got two injured legs. He could get some time.
Do you ever feel like sometimes your life is just one big setup? Because I'm starting to feel that way right now with Perloff. Like, we've been doing the show for 4 years now. We know he's a noted backup quarterback aficionado and really always throws his weight behind backup QBs, written a couple books with a couple of them. I feel like everything's been trending. Like, you slow played this con just to get the show to a point where we're all supporting backup quarterbacks now. We love starters around here.
Well, you only got one this year, though. Oh, you got two with Tyler Shuck. Well, Tyler Shuck should not be a starter. It's a second round pick, but I don't know. You really like Cam Ward's going to be awesome, but you can't adopt a starter because a starter is a thoroughbred. Like, they were bought by some rich family in the suburbs. We have to go to the Will Howards and the Riley Leonards of the world who are just in the shelter, right?
Yeah, I love how Will Howard and Riley Leonard are really slumming it at Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Can I give you Graham Mertz?
This is Perloff's grand plan to just make this show all about backup quarterbacks, and I'm not here for it.
You have this fantasy that Tom Brady's running the Raiders. He likes Cam Miller out of North Dakota State. You could have him.
What am I doing with that information?
I want Dylan Gabriel. He is the quarterback of the Maggie. In my opinion, he should be the quarterback of the Maggie and Perloff show because everyone else has got Shador. We will hit them with the left-handed quarterback.
Let's go to Tom is in California. We're asking whether the Steelers are a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers. Tom, what do you think?
I think it's going to be the same old. They're going to get to the playoffs and then lose that game.
Yeah,
it's not going to be that much of a change. Yeah. I mean, the Steelers are the old Steelers of yesterday are gone. I mean, it's Mike Tomlin's has really changed that team, and not for the better.
Tom, I think that, and I appreciate the point. We said this a couple times, and I'll stand by it. There are some teams where there's like a lure, and you know the history and all of that, and you end up dining out on that for a little bit too long. And I think the Steelers now are just like everyone else. You know, they're a little more now. To be fair, they keep making the playoffs, and they do have a great defense. But aren't they just a little bit more like everyone else? They're kind of floundering after Big Ben. They haven't fixed the quarterback situation. I don't consider Aaron Rodgers a fix for that. And, you know, they just are going through those trials and tribulations of how do you replace a legend. They're just like everyone else.
Yeah, except they're in some ways they're worse than everyone else because they won't get really bad. And in some ways they're better than everyone else because they could still beat the Ravens 19-13 on a given Sunday. Mm. There's a toughness about them with Tomlin. I understand what you say, but it has a limit. It's conservative football. You can win a lot of... It's like Tom Thibodeau used to be accused of, like, winning a lot of regular season games but not being able to do anything in the playoffs. Their style play, they pick off a bunch of close games, right? Isn't that how they win? And that does not work in the postseason. I mean, that being said, the guy's never had a losing season.
No,
there's something there. I feel like the criticism of Mike Tomlin gets a little too strong in Pittsburgh sometimes.
Well, because the bar's so high, and just making the playoffs and not winning a game in the playoffs, I think wears on fans after a while. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I mentioned Shador. Did you guys happen to see, looks like someone's getting a little more comfortable at Browns camp. I was reading this in The Athletic, so thank you for this, mm-hmm. that Shador, in a late practice 7-on-7, threw a dart for a touchdown back of the end zone, celebrated with the wrist up.
Do you believe in that?
So here we are.
As I said,
marking the first time they've seen that on the Browns practice field.
You are the reason that Shador Sanders got drafted in the 5th round of the draft pick.
Me?
Yes.
I'm reading you a report. I'm not in Cleveland right now.
31 other teams said, thank God nobody is talking about my 4th string quarterback in a 7-on-7 drill. Thank God I did not bring that to my camp. Nobody wants this much attention for a backup quarterback.
May I continue? It was just one throw in one moment among hours of work, but maybe it's a sign that he's starting to settle in. This is according to Zach Jackson, who covers
the team.
So
they took one play and they're running with it, and now he's going to be the starting quarterback in Cleveland?
Would you like me to continue? If Sanders performs well on the field and inside the facility, he'll get chances to play with older players, at least some starters, this summer. So, there you go.
I can't wait for Shador Sanders to be throwing passes to Joe Flacco. It's going to be incredible.
Wait, Sanders to Flacco?
Oh yeah, it's gonna they're gonna
like a Philly special kind of
thing. Exactly, it's gonna be a wildcat formation.
Whoa, look at Manny playing Madden over there.
As I said, just the amount of hype this guy has gotten is exactly why I fell. And I think it's his last name. I don't think it's him personally, but nobody in the NFL wants this.
Can I just give you a flip side of this? What I really thought when I read this. So Shador does a good pass and throws up the watch celebration, right? Caitlin Clark was doing that the other day on the sideline for an Indiana Fever game, okay? I think that you try to be yourself. We talk about authenticity and all that stuff. You try to be yourself. You try to have a little bit of swagger, not in a bad way, in a good way. I think other guys on the team start to see that. I think they might like it. I think this could end up being a positive for him. I'm not saying he's a vibes hire. I'm just saying you want the full Shador. So he does something good. He throws up the wrist celebration. That could be something that the locker room actually likes. You know, is no one with me on this? He's acting like how he did in college, which, by the way, we thought he was going to be a first round or second round pick off of that.
Well, I don't know. There's actually a practice squad long snapper who's got a great personality for the Eagles. Like, he's a 4th string quarterback in a 7-on-7 drill. And you're talking about his celebration.
I mean, doesn't that strike you as odd? I'm not The Athletic is, and I brought it to you.
Because yes, you were going to read it. That's why they wrote it.
The Athletic likes clicks. So, of course, I got to do this. Like, it's a media story, not an NFL story.
I'm just saying, I think there's a world where he could win the locker room over. Now, that was a criticism of him. Some of the criticism of the pre-draft was, is he a good teammate? Is it more like he's isolated from the team? You got a couple different versions of that. We'll never know which one is closer to the truth unless you want to pull every dude in the locker room, and even that might be split. But I don't know if he just... I think people want to follow quarterbacks, right? We talk about them being leaders. And if he can perform on the field, and if he has a little bit of a personality and some swagger off of it or on it or some confidence, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Nobody can, again, just that you're raising the question is, to me, kind of strange. Because he's, yeah, I mean, Shador's personality is fine. He won a ton of games at Colorado, for God's sake. That's not really what's going on here. I just think that, I really think this is a media story now. Like, we are overhyping a kid who is on the fourth string of a 3-win team. We're overhyping him. And it's like, we're not going to give him a chance. He's going to get out there and throw one incompletion, and everyone, because when we build a guy up, we're just doing to tear him down. I just think this is like, just everybody needs to back off Shador and just let him be in camp, which is not inconsistent with what you're saying. Let him be Shador. But the fact that we're keeping his practice stats breathlessly, like 9 for 13 with 3 touchdowns and 1 interception, like, I don't want to hear his practice stats. I think it all has to stop. I think we're just going way, way overboard on the Shador Sanders coverage.
All right, let me get you some Jackson Dart OTA numbers 1 second over here.
You don't want to do that.
They're doing it in New York too.
But at least Jackson Dart isn't theoretically on the path legitimately to being the Giants starting quarterback.
But he's the first-round pick, though.
It's different.
That one makes sense. Like, if he sucks, we should know. You're presenting the Shador thing as if then the follow-up thought is he can win the locker room, he can become the backup, he can become the starter, and that's the problem that Perloff has.
Can I also just bring another thing from the Browns? So the Browns, who had this really fun run 2 years ago with Joe Flacco at the end of the season, right? Did not bring Flacco back.
Joe Flacco?
Because they licked their finger and put their finger up to the wind and said, we can't actually bring him back because this is going to be bad for our starter.
Woof, woof.
Right? For Deshaun Watson. They didn't want him in the building. So they brought in Jameis Winston instead, right? So they brought in a vibes guy to be the backup. Yeah. To think their antenna is not up on this kind of stuff. Maybe not a watch celebration, guys. I get that. This is very small. I'm not trying to... But they're thinking about... the combination and the personalities and personalities and things like that clearly matter to some degree with this franchise. Maybe not with the Steelers or the Ravens or, you know, Chargers, but for the Browns, all this stuff seems to matter. It goes into the sauce. You know what I'm saying?
But Jameis was more than just a vibes guy. Jameis is the most, you know, accomplished backup in the league, even more than Flacco. Jameis had 5,000-yard passing season. He was also a high-end backup who they knew Deshaun was injury-prone. Like, it wasn't just in there for the vibes. Like, they had to bring in somebody, right? So
bring back Flacco.
Right, because he was too much pressure on him. But they didn't have, like, Joey Nobody there. I think there were other reasons besides vibes that they brought in Jameis Winston. Right?
My middle name.
You're right. Like, he was a better personality fit. He wasn't a threat directly. He didn't just have this crazy successful season. But, again, you're saying the Browns are aware of vibes. They were a terrible team last year, and now their fourth-string quarterback does a watch celebration, and that means something to you? They have so far to go where we should even be paying attention to their vibes.
And by the way,
Leonard,
they brought this on themselves because they could have just drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round, called it a day, picked somebody else in the fifth round, and we wouldn't be talking about it. But because it's the Browns, I think it matters because they make weird decisions that are hard to justify.
Fair.
Beyond the Shador thing. And I think the door is always cracked open. You're just never really sure what they're going
to
do.
And I think with Shador, also, we have to have a realistic conversation, too, that even if he was in a first-round pick, even the people in the NFL will tell you that, okay, maybe we didn't think he was a first-round pick, but he was a day two, day three, second, third-round guy, potentially. That guy, in theory, could be competing for a starting job, like we're seeing with Tyler Shuck.
Right.
So, like, yes, like the depth chart and his slot suggests we shouldn't pay attention to him, but considering what he did in college, considering what his talent is, and what in the NFL evaluators, can't say that word, will say what his talent is, I think that changes the landscape in terms of how we follow him.
But, and why did he fall, EJ?
It was because of off-the-field stuff. It wasn't because of, or
It's because he's Tim Tebow. Like, everybody's going to storm to his locker after practice. Nobody wants that as a second-round pick. That's what I think.
No, that's fair. But
and Maggie's
time,
adding to it by lauding him for this watch celebration, saying he's won the locker room. Yeah, I mean,
you think he might win it.
Do you think the Seahawks or some random team wants national media focusing on a 7-on-7 practice? Not
hey,
at all.
Seattle.
I mean, I don't know. Keeping an eye on it. 888-710 for ISN. Quickly, can I go to Jay here, folks? Will you mind hanging for a second? Jay, you want to talk about, Jay's in Nashville, by the way, about Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers. You think the timing is good or bad, Jay?
No, the timing is good because we all know all of these like older players in the NFL, they don't want to go to OTAs, especially if they're seasoned as Aaron Rodgers is, man. But I hear y'all talking about Shador and all of that. And basically all your points are right. I mean, we should be talking about him. Yeah, we are overhyping him. You know what I mean? It is kind of, and you know, Perloff hit it on the nose because I remember when Tim Tebow came out, you know, everybody was like, well, he's a good Christian guy. What more do you want? It's like, no, it's going to be a frenzy every time in the locker room at this dude's locker. And it's like, nobody wants that kind of like wedge in like everybody's like energy in that locker room and everything. He's not a bad person.
Right.
It's just it's kind of like a mosquito buzzing around your ear all the time. It gets on your nerves after a while. But I did wake up this morning. They were talking about Jackson Dart is doing horrible in OTAs, but it is OTA, so I don't know. But
yeah,
that's the internet, and the internet has a lot to do with it. It's not just y'all, you know, so called talking heads. I don't look at y'all as talking heads. You're not shocked, you guys kick facts, but. It is, I mean, it's a little bit of everything, but everybody's right on over there. And I hear EJ talking like, rah, 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 as funny as I don't know what.
Jay, with a Monday morning call from Jay, we always appreciate him checking in.
Yeah, I agree with Jay, by the way. These are definitely worthy topics. Like, I think it's a great question. Is Shador getting too much hype? It's also, he's got Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel ahead of him. He could start. The guys ahead of him, it's the worst quarterback room in the history of the NFL. Joe Flacco and Pickett. So I think it's all in the mix. And I say we're overhyping him, and it's kind of all I want to talk about, too, at the same time.
Well, how about our very own Andrew Kaplan, who's in our chat right now, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and should be back up on Twitter this week, which we're excited about. We got some new equipment around here, which is cool. Shador is the best backup quarterback in the league, and Shador is better than Jackson Dart, according to Cap. Cap coming out strong. I saw the stuff about Jackson Dart, and I think it was either Quincy or someone else admonishing, like, this is, OTAs are meant to make mistakes, right? This is where you do that kind of thing. So I'm not so worried about Dart yet. And by the way, you guys remember my spoiler alert from Thursday, which is Dart will be starting, what did I say, week 4?
Yes.
On the road against the Saints.
Yeah, mentioned that Friday when he came out 0-for-3 with 2 interceptions the next day.
I'm glad you mentioned it, yeah. Who's now keeping the OTA stats? Yeah, only when they prove me wrong.
That was an incredible timing.
I thought about it. I was like, man, they're going to roast me on something on Friday when I wasn't here. I'm like,
hey. Oh, we killed you on everything. What was the other thing?
Start to finish.
Talked about her enormous feet as well.
Yeah, there. Oh,
he's that baby, as I told you, picture came up again.
It was a all-in on Maggie's baby picture.
I know. I'm never going to live this down. It's not even me. It's AI.
Also, the Caillou picture came up again, too.
Yeah. And the drunk caricaturist.
The caricature and the picture in the book.
The picture
drawing.
That you thought was very flattering.
Oh, the cartoonish. Yeah, where I look like a meatball.
Yeah. There's no medium that's currently flattering to you.
No.
Except human. Like,
right, yeah.
You look great in person. Yeah. The eyes. What do you call that medium?
Natural? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's called vision.
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah, no, me in cartoon form is a real tragedy.
You throw a pencil in the mix, look out.
It's so weird that you don't translate into cartoon form.
Which is funny that Perloff does. That's what makes this whole thing so stark. Is you AI is like...
I mean, listen.
You in the toga for our Mount Olympus, which is the top of the hour. Mount Olympus, the 4 sports gods from every great city in this country.
Today I only need that one god.
Tackling Los Angeles. Perloff looks better than me in a toga. Like, every part of this AI situation, I'm coming out on the major loser's end.
Again, this is the drought that needs to be busted, is you losing all...
That felt like a,
all fabrications.
He bit looks of like an Brad insult Pitt embedded in there.
She goes, he looks better than me in a toga. What, you think you are like some toga guy?
No, I'm not.
What's wrong with me in a toga? I can sport a toga.
Have you seen yourself in this toga? You look like a movie star.
And?
He is a movie star, Maggie.
Technically, you are more of a movie star than anyone else on the set. That's exactly. For sure.
Big Sandler guy. Huge Sandler guy.
Oh,
guy.
By the way, I said that we have a Sandler update I saw over the weekend, which is pretty cool. 888-710-4ISN. Bogues, will you hang?
Here we go again.
Also, a slump busted over the weekend.
Yours?
No.
I love play-by-play of that.
Goal!
Who's the man that shouts that?
Andrés Cantor. A la profunda!
No, yes. I meant... Yeah. I'm, by the way, you do that during coitus, you're never seeing that woman again.
Unless depends she's on the
got,
chick.
Unless she's got a tremendous sense of humor.
Unless she's a huge baseball fan. Dominican or Puerto Rican chick.
A la profunda! No.
Here's a bad one. If you can hold the note longer than the...
Whoa.
By the way, if you were dating one of those announcers and didn't get that, I think you'd be insulted. You'd be like, what the hell? A goal is worth all that excitement, but I'm not?
What do you get, a tip of the cap?
Yeah. Like, I would be interested in that guy just to hear that call in bed. Would you, Maggie?
So you can report back to all your girlfriends? So you did think, he do the goal thing?
You think Mike Breen? Yeah.
If Mike Breen doesn't give
doesn't
you a
give
bang.
Bang.
I don't know if he's married.
He definitely is happily married.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you think he got his wife?
Bang! Bang!
I was going to say something there, but I don't know.
He's too nice to say
he's
these
too
things
good,
about.
And I've never met his wife, but can I'm sure imagine, she's lovely.
Can you imagine Gus Johnson talking dirty? Oh, my God. That'd be...
Captain Jack!
Put your leg... Sorry.
And Van Vliet just lost the ball. Walker ahead. Smith Jr. lobbing.
Vinny Smith the finish.
The play-by-play of your own intimacy? Oh, yeah. Boy. That'd be tough.
Finds Bridges quarter three. It's good.
The only way you get better at this is reps.
I feel like we're in a danger. We're in the danger zone right now.
We are in the danger zone. I'm going
to
take a break.
Yeah, let's go back to adopting quarterbacks.
Could have just gotten to my update.
10-year-old dog.
All right. We've got headlines coming up. It was a big weekend. We also, top of the hour, the Mount Olympus. I didn't hear that, and I'm just going to keep going. The Mount Olympus, the four sports gods from the City of Angels. Do that at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Don't move.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Keeper.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Loving this late 90s, early 2000s hip-hop from Manny. Bogish has headlines for us. A couple things on the table for you. Are the Steelers a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers? Yes, no. And a lot of things from the last segment that I really probably shouldn't get back into. You can always hit the rewind function on the Odyssey app. Producers are shaking their heads at me. Don't get into, does the soccer goal guy say that when he climaxes? No. Bogish to you.
Oh, all I'm going to say is we did a prim and proper show on Friday. And
yeah, right.
You walk back in here and the smut level goes through the roof.
They say that about me. What's going on?
I'm uncomfortable with the verb Maggie just used.
Yeah.
And it was
sorry.
Dumped.
Was it?
It was.
You dumped it?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back, Maggie.
I haven't even been doing the show for 2 hours.
Honestly, the over-under was like an hour and a half, so you made it.
This is why you have producers on the show, because I don't know where the line is. Spokes, what's going on in the world?
The game one winner distracted us from a quiet overall game one from Tyrese Halliburton. Hmm. Then he only scored 5 points through three quarters last night as the Thunder raised to a 123-107 win, tying the NBA Finals at a game apiece. Halliburton knows he has not been good enough.
I think I've had two really poor first halves, so I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. Kudos to them. They're a great defensive team, but watch the film, see where I can get better.
Pascal.
Interesting.
Yeah. They did beat the Knicks. Pascal Siakam also struggled last night. Just 15 points, 3 of 11 shooting. Halliburton with split emotions on the split in OKC.
You got the split. You feel good about that. But we definitely wanted to play better tonight. I think our processes need to be a lot better for us to be successful here.
Game
disappointing.
Three.
What's going on?
Disappointing.
What? Where's the double voice? Why are you
over.
Why are you playing clips from Halliburton without a double voice?
Because they lost. I feel like it only comes out after wins.
We got one last Friday when you were out.
A lot of them
we
Friday.
We got a lot of them on Friday.
Well, I mean, he just come off hitting a game winner if he's ever going to have the double voice, which if you're unsure what we're talking about, Halliburton has a way of talking and then without even clearing his throat, all of a sudden changes to a completely different octave.
Two-tone style.
So you're saying a win gives him the confidence to just go with the double voice?
I think he's not thinking about it. He's less self-conscious because he's like, I'm the man. I just hit the game winner.
Sense. Which voice is better for Naughty Times? To go back to the previous.
Yeah.
I'm showering.
Burton voice you want in there.
Well, I got to tell you.
I only want to do this with soccer play-by-play guys. Yeah.
His girlfriend is all over my social media feed for some reason. She was pictured wearing a Halliburton jersey and nothing else the other day.
That is not his girlfriend.
Oh.
Wait, what?
That's not his girlfriend?
No.
The blonde chick?
No, the version you're talking about is not blonde, I'm assuming.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, I made a connection that was his girlfriend. My bad. Sorry.
Wait,
who is this?
That is a very famous.
There's a picture.
A very famous adult actress.
Oh, my God.
Is this like when
that
Gronk
was a classic internet Perloff mistake.
Wait, is this like when Gronkowski took the photo with the porn star in his jersey?
No. Halliburton wasn't there. It was a woman with a Halliburton jersey and nothing else. And I don't know why I assumed that was his girlfriend. Anyway, moving on.
Well, actually, now that it's not, if I'm Shay, I know he's like married and everything, but wouldn't you be like, wait, I'm the MVP. If adult actresses are going to be posing in anyone's jersey, shouldn't it be mine? Is there a pecking order on this thing?
That's a hot take.
I don't know. Or are you going to wear a Lou Dort jersey? I have no idea. I don't know.
The Dort Chamber sounds like the name of an adult film.
I'm not exactly sure how the thought process goes.
I think it's probably because Shay's married and Halliburton's. Is he single?
No, he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, he's got a girlfriend.
Okay. The viral tweet that I saw said, this is why Tyrese Halliburton tries so hard on the basketball court. So I assumed that was accurate information.
It's because a lot of people online have seen this woman's work and they were like, that'd get you excited.
Got it.
Here's the thing is like we've had to win in so many different ways all year. Mm-hmm. We've had so many weird wins during the regular season, during the playoffs. So why would that change? Because we're here in the finals. It's not changing. So we just keep staying at it. And
that is creepy. Well, listen, they say that the Pacers don't have any celebrity fans. So, haha.
John Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp and this lady whose name I don't know. EJ, you want to enlighten us? What's her name?
Deanna Trump.
Oh.
Googling.
Oh, Manny's in.
Oh, Manny. Good morning.
Back to Manny's
conversation.
Slump.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with her work. I've heard of her.
Hey. Hold on. I got to get the image search up.
Let a naysayer.
No, don't do that image search, Maggie. Don't do that image search.
Look, that, is that a work computer?
We're in enough trouble. We're in enough trouble already.
It's for show research, guys.
Oh, you can say that.
Some of these are blurred out.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Okay. Well, there's one where she's just sort of doing yoga or something.
Very familiar with her work.
That's not yoga, Maggie.
To be fair, I've never seen that pose before.
I think I saw her in a construction video once.
All right, well, the Mount Olympus.
I think I had a drive-through as well. Multi-talented woman.
Mount Olympus,
what's
Maggie
next,
Perloff.
Maggie?
The four sports gods from LA as Perloff has literally left the studio. Hang tight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.